Foreign Christian workers are expelled from China and Tibet. A ministry says Christ is the heart and soul of their work. And Christmas in August brings hope in December. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Under the guise of visa problems, more than 100 foreign Christian workers have reportedly been expelled from China. Citizens from six countries working in Xinjiang, Beijing, and Tibet were targeted. Tibetans have sometimes been reported to resent missionary activity, but Words of Hope's Lita Young says that's not what they saw. It seems that people were open to the gospel programs.
We had the opportunity to go along with one of the Tibetan men who is involved in follow-up. There are thousands of responses that come every year to these broadcasts.
More surprising, he says, is the unlikely place where interest broadened, asking more in-depth questions about Christianity.
These contacts include people in monasteries who are listening, who are open to the things of God, and listen with interest to this gospel broadcast.
Next, after 4 years in Ghana, Book of Hope has reached 8 million children with the gospel. The government of Ghana has given them permission to visit every school. At first, Book of Hope steered clear of the Muslim schools to avoid religious conflict, but the Muslim children ran after them, begging them to come. The teachers gave their permission, and Sylvanus Elorm explains why.
And then they go on to make a joke. Well, if we don't want your faith, at least we want your moral issues. But I bet you testimonies are coming that they are reading everything and lives are being changed.
Book of Hope still has 2 million children to reach to meet their goal in Ghana. The government has even contracted them to distribute 1 million Bibles. Next year, they want to do research to
measure what kind of changes we have brought into their lives, the impact we've made in their lives, our mission being accomplished. So that is a big area we want to go into research. So we need your prayers.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In the inner city across the United States, a good pair of shoes can be the first step toward helping needy children out of poverty cycle. Here's Life Inner City's National Director Ted Gandy says that's why they launched the Heart and Soul campaign.
I think one of the big challenges is that most of us really don't believe that there's serious poverty in America.
The lack of decent shoes, he says,
translates not only into wet feet and health problems, but it also really chips away at the self-image of these needy children. Every year we've sought to raise funds so that we could provide shoes to ministries that are working in the inner city 24/7. So that they could, in turn, provide those shoes to families that are struggling.
It also means touching families with the hope of Christ.
When they actually get shoes that are their size, they're thrilled, and it communicates to them that this ministry really cares about them. And when that is communicated, it just opens the door to both meeting other physical needs and meeting the emotional needs, but also being able to minister to those children spiritually.
And just around the corner, For Haiti with Love is looking forward to their 20th annual fundraiser, Christmas in August. They're hoping to raise $5,000 to fund a hearty meal and 1,500 children's gifts for this year's Christmas party in Haiti. Eva DeHart says the purpose of the Christmas party is
to get the children focused on Christian roots, but also to give them things that they might want rather than just things that they need, and generally put a little hope into their life.
Planning has to be done far in advance for such a large occasion in Haiti.
We start doing this in August because when you ship by sea, it takes 2 or 3 months sometimes. And so logistically, we need to plan well ahead for an event like that.
DeHart invites anybody who can attend to Christmas in August at their headquarters in Florida, August 20th. Funds raised beyond the $5,000 will be used for shipping costs. You can visit our website if you'd like more details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devon Webb's CD, The Path, songs we're hoping will help keep you in your walk with God and the path of life. Keep it or give it to a friend. That's Devon Webb's CD, The Path. Your free copy is available by calling us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.